coast on the World Wide Web. This is Trot Radio on standardbredcanada.ca. Norm Borg from the studios at Rideau-Carlton Raceway. The annual simulcast conference put on by the Thoroughbred and Harness Tracks of America goes next week at Saratoga Springs. Now, there's no question about the success of simulcast wagering. Some would say it saved the industry, but is it too good for our own good? The big handles keep coming in, but the stands are half filled. With me on the other end of my line to discuss this is Chris Scherf, Executive Vice President of TRA, Thoroughbred Tracks of America. Chris, welcome to Trot Radio.
Hi, how are you?
Just great. Great to have you. It's always an exciting time of year in September. I've attended your simulcast conferences, and sure, it's a great time, but it's also, I think, vitally informative to those of us in the racing industry, because you people really do track the trends and put out those well, you could say warning signs for the rest of us to be on the lookout for.
Well, there's probably more warning signs than we'd like to have right now. You know, what they say, that where there's problems, there's also opportunity.
Tell us about some of the problems that you're foreseeing, because a lot of the seminars are going to focus on, you know, coming trends in simulcast wagering. What are some of the trends or problems that we're going to be looking at as down the road approaches?
Well, a continuing problem is the fact that simulcasting is now almost 90% of the wagering market, which was a good thing and what we wanted to deliver to the fans when we started and embarked on simulcasting and merged pools in 1991. The goal was to let people bet on anything from anywhere, theoretically. And we've done a very good job of that, but we have an economic business model that was based on people primarily coming to the racetrack, and now people just, you know, enjoy things on the internet and at home, and the home has become the entertainment center for everyone. So our business model, we're still struggling to try to convert it to the reality as it exists now. We have further problems right now with the economic conditions, which have been abysmal in the past year. And hopefully we're bottoming out on that.
I want to focus on what you said about trying to bring people back to the racetrack and make the racetrack the center of simulcasting activity. Are there programs that your group will be talking about that will be designed to help people like me, whose job it is to bring more butts in the seats of our racetracks?
Well, we do have on the last day, we are going to approach technology and how that might be used to expand our wagering base. And those sessions, one is on new bettors and what we're providing them and trying to make them horse players, whether we're giving them the right tools at this time. And we have another on social media, because there are a lot of things being done with new media to make the sport more interesting to people, to deliver more information in a more timely manner. So we have racetracks that are using blogs, Facebook, Twitter, a lot of these things extensively. Everybody is feeling their way, because nobody's really quite sure what the future of the internet is even today, or what the applications are passing whims and which ones are going to be long-lasting. Some tracks for now have people in the paddock that will Twitter what horses look good.
But is that going to bring people to the track, though? I mean, even a newbie who's thinking about becoming a horse player is probably thinking about doing that from the comfort of his own home. That's what scares me.
Well, I don't think you can chase that you're going to bring the whole crowd back to the racetrack anymore.
No, I don't think we're going to go back to those days of 10,000 people in the seats. But certainly, you know, we've got to get a little better than what it is now. I mean, you look at, for example, a Woodbine circuit where they bet, say, on the harness $1.6 million, and you know that's not coming from the 500 people in the stands.
You know, again, if you've got more fans, you hope you have more people that will find it a pleasant evening or a pleasant day out. And there's still substantial interest in the sport of racing at Saratoga, where we're having the conference.
Sure.
That meet is always filled, and it's filled with a lot of people who like horse racing will continue to come back, and we hope that we can make them more interested horse players, and when the racing moves downstate to Belmont, they continue to follow it there, which they couldn't do before. But we've created our own opportunity, and we've also created some problem, and we need to manage the problem it's created in that you can stay home and never go to a racetrack anymore and find ways to bring back the excitement of those days. And the answer to that is pretty obvious. Shorter meets, the boutique-type meet, mm-hmm. the Saratogas, the Del Mars, the Keenelands, they do very well. Where we have problem is the year-round racing and trying to keep people interested and keep it exciting over the course of the year. I think one of the greatest quotes ever was Bill Nader, who was the marketing director and then vice president at the New York Racing Association, who said, you know, I'm the genius in Saratoga, who's the idiot at Aqueduct.
Very well said. We're talking to Chris Cerf, who is the executive vice president of TRA, Thoroughbred Racetracks of America, which puts on its annual simulcast conference. The simulcast conference is when?
It's next Monday to Wednesday, October 12th to 14th in Saratoga Springs.
And you're still taking bookings for that, I take it?
Yes, we are.
And the theme of the conference?
We are focusing on horse players or bettors, and it's interesting you offend one group or the other by using one term or the other, and that's kind of dangerous. But trying to become consumer-centric, that we need to concentrate more as an industry, not on what we need as racetracks or what we need as horsemen to make things go. We need to look at it from the consumer side of it and what they need, and if we can fulfill that, that's how we build business, how we bring people back to the racetrack.
Well, good luck with the conference. I know it's been a success in previous years. I'm sure it'll be one again this year.
Well, thank you. It was a pleasure having this opportunity.
Thanks a lot, Chris.
Okay, bye, Norm.
Bye-bye. And that'll do it for this edition of Trot Radio, a presentation of Standardbred Canada in cooperation with Borg Communications.